happy with your school teacher vibe? You're roughing it?
Yeah.
You strike out?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Northern Miss Podcast, where two friends of Pepper who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
And because Diana is in Winnipeg, we are in together mode.
Yay!
So for episode 316, we have been coffeed. We have been bageled. We have had bageled chips.
I had a cookie.
There has been a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cookie consumption. We are ready to record. Hopefully this one goes out on time, unlike last week. My bad.
Life happens.
I mean, I could have made sure it went out on Wednesday, but I wanted to go have brunch and go shopping with you instead, so I totally skipped out on my work.
I'm sorry I made you play hooky from your work.
Totally played hooky.
That's fine, we have acquisitions.
We do have acquisitions. So why don't you let everybody know what we're going to cover? With your buttoned up so high it can get no higher loud shirt that I'm freaking in love with.
I do apologize if my shirt's messing with the video compression.
So good, you guys.
I had that thought way too late in the day.
You put it on and I was like, and we're buying this one.
I was informed that I was buying this one.
You don't have anything like it in your collection.
No, that's true.
And it's a wonderful statement piece.
I think it's going to go really nicely with some of the long black vests that I have.
Yes. We heart Leonard Taylor.
Yes.
He's a freaking delight, and he makes some gorgeous stuff. He is a independent fashion designer here in Winnipeg.
Sure.
He's got his own store. It's delightful.
He's just a delightful human.
Oh, I love going when you come into town to shop. Oh, it's just so much fun.
He honestly loves playing dress up with people.
I think he came out and stuff and he went, nope, take it off.
He's also very honest.
That's not gonna work. Like, we agree.
This shirt was so new that it literally didn't have the buttons
on it yet.
Yeah, buttons on it later that day. And he's like, okay, well, I will sell you the shirt, but you'll have to wait for it to get buttons.
Yeah.
You'll have to come back later.
We did.
And we did. So
it was fine.
I have a super duper new Leonard Taylor shirt.
Absolutely. Like, you even get to try it on with one of the fall vests for the upcoming fall collection.
Oh, yeah. Also, I need everyone to know that it has enormous pockets. Like,
all of his stuff has pockets, guys.
All of his stuff has enormous pockets, and it's
he doesn't skimp on his pockets.
It's got like a high-low thing going on. I cannot adequately show off in this confinement of a frame.
This is not set up for a fashion show.
No.
This is set up for a knitting talking podcast.
Anyway, Leonard Taylor's great.
It is a delight. I always like going to go visit him and see his stuff. Oh, so good.
Oh yeah, what were we covering? I'm sidetracked already. We got What's in Our Cup, Cool Threads, Woolly Workings. We got some acquisitions and that other section that we put announcements and stuff in that I've suddenly forgotten the name.
Wool Gathering.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That other section that we always have that I suddenly forgot about.
While we record today, I'm going to enjoy some Tom Bargain decaf coffee. I got a vanilla latte.
I had a caramel latte. I'm sugared. I'm so sugared. And caffeinated. It's great.
Between that and the cookie, yes, you are.
I am caffeinated. I am sugared. I'm bageled. I'm happy.
We're good.
It's been a good trip.
Yes.
Good. I'm also really excited to not people tomorrow. We'll get home around like 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and I'm very excited to not people and watch the Critical Role that I'm behind on.
Okay. It's good that I haven't talked to you about it then.
Well, I've been busy this week. I haven't watched this most recent episode yet.
That's okay. I got to show you episode one of Love is War.
That's amazing. I'm also going to binge that.
It's the narrator. It's amazing. The narrator. It's so good.
It's
so good. Ooh, all right.
The drama, they crank the drama dial to 11 and broke it off.
So good. So good. In the realm of cool threads this week, when I've been out, I've been wearing my 4 cardigan, which is the 4 pocket cardigan done by Hey Crochet with Carrie. It's a free pattern on her website. I made mine out of some amazing Brings a Little yarn in their gray heather, which looks very blue.
It's very blue. It's
It's
not
very
great.
blue.
It's
We
like
just
a
like
slightly gray blue.
it looks stemming with my Find Your Fade shawl.
Yes, it does.
And I rock that and a pair of leggings. And today I rocked that in my dress because that's how warm it is for me today. And I go outside and I do outside things. And it's delightful.
Remind me to tangle
You know
your
what I think
hair.
it's also gonna look good, really good with? My Midnight Breeze when I'm finished, because that's a black to gray to white sparkle gradient.
Yes.
I think that also look really good.
Spin, spin,
What are you doing?
spin. I'm unspinning my yarn because it's all tangled.
Okay.
There we go.
That's how it
I
gets
got it.
there.
Yeah.
I also wore my Moon Bell this week. Guys, we're officially in cardigan season. I'm wearing cardigans. I don't wear a coat really anymore. Because I wore my Moon Bell when we were out.
On Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do need to get working on my Star Trek yarn Find Your Fade because I need a second Find Your Fade in my life. And somewhere there's a drop stitch of that Find Your Fade, and I only ever see it when I'm out, not when I'm at home to pick up stitches.
I've got some threads.
Well, that's good. I'd hope
Is
so.
not summer here. It's
No.
not summer back home either this week.
It's early spring.
I was wearing shorts. Yeah, highs of 27 last week. I was not wearing them in the but this week we're back down to like hovering around zero. So I've got the my e-commits from you and
Yeah.
the one mystery knit along I ever finished on time. My
That's
sister's
sister's
favorite.
favorite
My
things.
sister's favorite thing,
Yeah,
the cozy
like
outfit.
cozy up knits.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a cute. Oh, I loved your colors for that. It's so good. Oh my God, I have to show you the cardigan before you leave.
The cardigan, which
The
one?
everyday cardigan.
Oh, yes. Okay, there's two more to pair for
Yadur.
that.
Guys, I have a steam-heated apartment.
It's too toasty in here for that.
On the bright side, we're very comfortable. We're in less, and we've got all the fresh air.
Yes.
Isn't that pretty sweet?
As it is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Mostly it's because we're still dipping too low in the temperatures at night to risk turning the heat off because you wouldn't want to freeze the pipes because it is a old school pipe heat system. So it's steam heated.
It's a
So
little noisy sometimes.
it can be noisy, yes, but that's fine. It's just a part of the charm. We do live in a character building. It has a clawfoot tub and epically high ceilings. So really tall ceilings, guys.
And I think this come closer to us.
Why? Are you worried about it?
I'm concerned. I'm always concerned that I'm too quiet.
Okay.
There we go. I'm just always too quiet.
Never my problem.
Well, deal with it. I'm too quiet.
Fair. It's fair.
I'm doing my best.
You are doing your best. All right. Where were we at? Cool threads. Okay.
So, Woolly Workings.
Well, you're traveling.
I'm traveling and I packed very light.
And you have an epic story of had you thought about it for 30 seconds and talked to Jay.
Yes, well. Let's open with this. So the Cobra sweater that I made, that I finally finished,
Yeah.
I very foolishly decided to use the stockinette body of the sweater to try to learn a new knitting style.
Was it contiguous? No. Continental.
No, not even continental. I don't remember. Cottage, Irish cottage knitting.
Irish cottage knitting? Yeah.
And as happens sometimes when you learn a new kind of knitting, your gauge changes dramatically. So the colorwork parts of the sweater are distinctly a different size than like the middle waist part of the sweater. And so like it fits, but it definitely won't fit next fall. So I brought the supplies required to steel the sweater and re-knit the body part. I was just going to cut off the color work on the bottom and then pull back the body, re-knit the body, and then Kitchener the bottom color work back on. All fine and good. But then I thought about it for a second. I'm like, wait, she's 8 and absolutely in love with this sweater. Is she actually going to let me have it right now while it's still sweater wearing season? The answer was no, absolutely not. I can have it in June when it's not sweater wearing season and I'm back for yet another wedding. So
You do realize you'll have until you come home for Thanksgiving to be finished repairing the sweater.
which is also better than me trying to do it really quick in a week, because I would not have had time to do that this week.
I know where your time sinks are.
Yeah, I'm learning slowly. Very slowly. Anyway, so the end result is I thought I was going to have two projects, but I only have one project because the Cobra Sweater project was a very foolish notion and will happen next time I'm in town.
Sure. Well, it'll go home with you next time you're in town.
Well, also that, yeah.
So I decided to cast on. Like I do. I was fiddling around with the Icebox cardigan. And it is a crocheted, fitted kind of 1940-ish retro style sweater. And I want the Icebox cardigan. I realized I didn't want it in this white color. I wanted it in a different color. So set the icebox pattern aside for now, knowing that I'm coming back to it. It's just not the right color. I wasn't vibing with it. But I really want to make something out of all of this washed white. I have now flippin' caked up. So I have taken my washed white from Briggs & Little. It's literally a white sport yarn. Nothing fancy, guys.
It's nice and woolly.
Nice and woolly, nice and white. And I did myself a gigi swatch. As one does a gigi
A
swatch.
gauge you swatch.
A gigi swatch. Then I was like, cool, that works. I like this gauge, so I'm gonna use this needle. I'm gonna use this gauge and do some math. I really didn't have to do any math. I'm pretty much on gauge on a 6 millimeter needle for sport. I don't feel like it's tight.
So the Cobra sweater is sport.
Fingering. For
No.
sport,
Yeah.
I'd have to do it on a five or I the color work for sure would be on a six. I'd probably have to do the body on a 5 millimeter.
Did that on 3.25.
Oh my God.
We have wildly different
Oh
gauges.
my God. How do you pick up my stitches? They have to feel like Kevlar to you.
It's a bit of a challenge, I'm not gonna lie.
I cast it on for a second Mersch cardigan. So here's a
I never get to feel
super.
this. Ah, I can do this.
Yep. But I'm getting gauge. And it's a
Yeah,
6 millimeter needle.
I believe you.
Okay. This is
I
a super uninteresting front panel.
be getting netting on a 6 month.
On sport, I'd have to go up to like an 8 mil to get netting. Apparently, I just knit really tight. Okay, cool. I need to remember that my modifications, this is the second time I've worked on the Marsh. The first time I did a Marsh cardigan, I did it because there was a Marsh Mallow cowl from Barocco. And I chose to do the Marsh part, which is the cardigan. And they have a Mallow version, which is a pullover t-shirt version. So I'm doing the cardigan version, obviously, again. I gave itself a, give it a, it's got a little garter bump bottom. Which I'm doing on each piece because I hate how stockinette rolls.
No ruled hems here.
No rolled hems here. I am not a fan of them. So that wasn't going to work for me. So now I need to knit stockinette back and forth on my front panel till I have 27 to 30 inches. Basically, I'll measure at 27. And if it looks right next to whatever dress I'm wearing, then I'll be done. And if it looks wrong, I'm going to 30. Then I'm going to cast on my other front panel and do another boring round of front panelness because the back panel is where the glory is. And the back panel in the Marsh cardigan is this beautiful, huge lace pattern. You know what? It's hanging by the door. We should grab it.
Oh, I can do
And we
that.
could show off my first mallow, which I'm going to do because I'm adding extra length to the
Oh
pattern.
my crap.
Because I'm doing this and adding additional length, I'm going to provisionally cast on the back panel so I can do the lace work section. And then see how much extra I have to add on to the bottom. But Diana grabbed my first one, which I wear all the time, you guys. Like it's felting in spots. I wear it so much.
It's so nice. I literally have the yarn for this
Yeah. So
in that
I am
box of
a.
stuff in my closet that I still need to clean in another cleaning up my stash video.
So as you can see, it's got this big open lace back panel piece to it. So that's where all the interesting detail is for this. But I want a white version to wear in the summer with
Yes.
shorter sleeves because this I wear all spring, all winter, all fall, all the time. I do have yarn in the DK for a Mal or for a mallow version, which is the pullover t-shirt version, which I do want to do at some point. But I'm vibing with a summer white cardi.
It'd be nice.
Oh yeah, with the breezes and stuff that we get, and my summer skirts and dresses. So it's so good. So get look
I'm going in
forward.
the
Thank you.
sun
Look forward to many updates of look, I have done more stockinette knitting. Why? Because this is just when I get a chance, I pull it out and work on it. I took it with me to brunch on Wednesday. I worked on it there, so that is my first project, complete with additional, I guess, visual interest, thanks to Diana.
Additional visual aid.
Yeah. That's out of that one I did. The first one was out of Barocco vintage. Their vintage DK, which is like half wool, half acrylic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, kind of, sort of, and sort of a little bit.
I love Barocco vintage. It feels so nice against the skin. And there was that beautiful rusty orange that we saw when we were shopping.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
I'm gonna order some fall colors. I need to order some fall colors so I can get some sweater quantities. Cause I need some basic solid colored sweaters, guys. I've been looking. Diana can see off screen hanging on my door. That's going to be a summer maxi dress. That deserves a rusty orange cardigan,
Yes, it does.
but it cannot be a variegated rusty orange cardigan because that is a paisley printed maxi
That is
dress.
a bold paisley print, brown background, white on brown, large paisley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jocelyn needs to get some solid colored yarn to make a card. Oh.
I saw the light bulb.
Yeah, I've had some thoughts. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to show Diana like 12 crochet patterns when we're done this at all. This is not a thing that I'll be doing
Okay,
to
I will
distract
not
her.
be starting 12 new crochet projects on my
Really,
son.
it's really hard to say something in the negative while shaking your head yes, because you definitely want to shake your head the way you're speaking. That was an experiment in concentration. Okay. As always, chow goo needles, guys. Chow goos. They hang on the other side off screen. Just hang there. They're my favorite. I need more because I can't cast on everything I want to cast on. Don't talk to me about finishing things. I can't cast on. It's the 4 millimeter. It's always the 4 millimeter. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm doing pretty well with my two out, one in thing.
I still have more finishes than you.
Well, yes. But my whip bin's going down. The whip pile is getting smaller.
Whatever. So long as it's smaller by the end of the year, that's all that matters. The state of the whip this month is going to be fun.
Shall I talk about my thing?
Yeah.
The one thing that I have been working on this week, because I actually packed light. I did not do the knitter thing of like packing six different projects because what if I want to do something different? No, one. I brought socks.
You do really well if you restrict yourself when you're traveling.
Also that, yeah, I don't know if I remember to move my progress keeper from last week, but in any case, I have done several inches of progress on two socks because I'm doing these
Yes.
two at a time. So we're doing well. There.
Well, your secondary goal for the Christmas socks was by Father's Day. So if you can keep up this progress for another week or two,
I will
you're
have,
done.
yeah. So these are coming along. These are the socks my dad requested for Christmas that he's now getting for Father's Day.
Maybe.
Probably.
Possibly.
We're only at the end of April.
I've seen you in deadlines.
Good point. I like the whooshing sound they make as they pass by.
You are particularly fond of them. I like the all right sound that comes out of my face when I remember that was the thing I said I was going to
I gotta make some crochet Pokemon stuff for the kids
Yes, you
before
do.
next time I'm out.
Yes, you do. Personally, I'd like to put out a request for a Dreamin' Normal Hut.
I know they're not done yet, but they could go in my head.
Yeah, that's fine.
So this is the it's the Enterprise colorway. It's been a long road is the colorway name.
Yes, it's the name of the song.
Yes. So this is the Fireweed Fiber Co. Star Trek Sock Club from last year. I think this was the December colorway.
I don't remember what month it was.
The main body colors, these different colors of blue. It's like mostly a medium blue, but it's got some dark and some light and some like periwinkle, and then some bits of green to match with the green contrast that will be for the toes and heels and cuffs. The cuffs will just have a stripe of contrast because I don't have quite enough, as we determined with the Red Wing Blackbird socks.
Oh, you sure don't.
Sure don't. But I do have enough for a small stripe,
Good.
so I can at least do that.
Hey, that'll work.
And they're two at a time, so they will definitely be the same height.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That is the joy of two at a time.
I brought my cardboard foot.
You mean your dad's cardboard foot?
Well, it's my cardboard foot of my dad's foot.
So it's your dad's cardboard foot.
Well, but it belongs to me.
That's fine.
It's a cardboard cutout of his foot, as per the instructions in the Fish Lips Kiss Heal pattern.
Yeah, that's such a good pattern.
So I just have to knit the body up to this second dotted line, which is about an inch and a half from where I am now. And then you do the Fish Lips Kiss Heel. And yes, that is sort of a long way from the end of the heel, but you want negative ease in socks.
You want negative ease and socks.
So you want them to be a little bit shorter so that when you put them on, they stretch and actually like conform to the shape of your foot.
Want a touch short, a touch tight.
Yes. So
Just a touch.
just a touch.
Just a touch. Because that's super scientific and will be very helpful to people.
I know, I know. So I only have about an inch and a half more to go, and then I
Excellent.
can do the heels.
Ah, good. You're gonna feel so good when they're done and done.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I love it. I
Two at
never
a
get to look at
time.
these. I never get to look at these from far away,
They look good.
except when we do this.
They
So
look good. I
I'm
like that
just,
colorway a
I
lot.
love this colorway. This would make a really good colorway on a tweed in a sweater quantity. Just something lightly textured.
We may have been in Erin's yarn
I
shop.
may have gone shopping in Erin's yarn room and it
May
was
have gone.
delightful.
May have gone. It may have happened. May have happened.
May have heard. We may. Well, we already said we have an acquisition section. Guess where we acquired from?
It's true. We does. We does. All right. Ooh, that means I'm up next.
It does indeed, because I have one project.
I did make some significant progress on a project.
Excellent.
I'm working on the crochet granny square cover for my coffee table, and I'm working on a pile.
That's a pile.
That is a pile, but don't worry. I only had one stack last week of 11. Now I have a second stack of 11,
Oh my.
and a third stack of 11,
Oh my.
and a fourth stack of 11.
I'm out of hands and heads.
And here's the stack I started with. So I only had this stack when I started last week. So I've made all of that this week.
That's a lot of stack.
It's a lot of stack. I need to make at least seven stacks of 11. And then I'm going to
Your phone's listening to you.
lay them out. Thanks, phone. Then I'm going to lay them out and make sure that it's the right length. I'm going to make sure it's the right width that I want. And if it is, I am then going to crochet them all together with a solid color cotton. And call it a table cover. Specifically, a coffee table cover to put on my coffee table so my cat climbs on it. She's got something squishy to sit on that I can pull off when company comes over and have a clean coffee table. Was born yesterday. I know how cats function.
The surface is mine, and this surface is mine, and this surface is mine.
And when in doubt, got a spare windowsill? Store your stacks in your windowsill, because that's exactly where I'm putting these back. I did, that's what my Instagram photo was on Saturday. Who's the windowsill with my stacks?
Slowly filling up in granny squares.
Yep. So that is the bulk of what I did that is not work, but I can give this to Diana to distract her.
Oh no, what am I about to be distracted with?
No, that's my yard acquisitions. I need those. Where did it go?
I don't
Maybe it
know.
went over the chair.
Maybe you handed many things to me on the chair.
Guys,
What are you
guys.
looking for? There's a Walmart bag on the chair.
Oh, nope. I
There's
want
two
this
Walmart
bag.
bags on the chair.
There's a lot of Walmart bags. I've done some Walmart grocery orders. And I wish they'd come in paper bags more often. This sweater.
That sweater? What's that sweater?
It's the everyday cardigan.
Oh, that sweater.
This sweater. So you can feel it. I haven't made
Squish.
any progress, guys. I did the little bit of crocheting I talked about and I clipped them together. That's it. That's as far as I've gotten.
Squishy.
Yeah.
Almost kind of goes with this shirt,
I
almost.
know, isn't that crazy? So I
Wild.
need to do some sewing, but that's the body of it. Need
This
to
feels amazing.
do some sewing, and then I got some sleeves already 3/4 done. So I
Oh,
just
this is reminding me, I completely forgot a cool thread this week.
okay.
Your sweater.
That's right. I gave you a sweater.
You gave me a sweater. I've been wearing it.
Sure, I did. So, but it doesn't that feel amazing? That's Aaron's DK. crocheted up.
Oh.
More sweater quantities in our future.
I might be doing something very similar with all of the Buffy DK yarn I'm getting this year. Hopefully stripe them together into something.
Well, there's the double date sweater. So if we pick the
Yeah.
three that we like the best at a light or a dark, and then go with the opposite for the contrast color, order that, then we can do the double date pullover sweaters. Because, of course, we're making plans to make yet more matching sweaters.
Well, yeah, as one does.
As one does. When you're us, anyway. We were just showing each other. You were just showing me your phone, and I'm pretty sure we might have matching phones at the end of the week, too. So.
We like the foldy phone. The foldy phone's great.
I do like the foldy phone, and now
It's
that
great. It's got
we
big
can
notes
do
on it.
the accessibility stuff and it works with my accessibility requirements, the foldy phone's in the running.
I have no idea. Okay, I need to turn off that mode. And then I still have an accessibility setting on, and I don't know what it is. It's one of these visibility things.
Guys, my coffee table cover is being made out of Karen cotton cakes. I'm just about done the ball
Oh,
I'm
there we go.
currently
Yes. I
working
don't
on.
need bold fonts.
If you
What
can
is it?
see the giant hole I'm rocking here in the middle of this blue and white variegated ball of yarn. So once this one is done, I've got one more ball to go. Because it doesn't take long. Once it starts to disappear, they really go.
I can
Then
put the witchy thing back on.
yes, you can. Then I gotta pick a solid color cotton yarn. And I've got red, I've got white, and I've got blues. I think once I lay everything out in a pattern, it'll give me a much better idea of what contrast color I want as my border color. I'm heavily leaning white, but I got blue, so maybe red. You know what, guys? I'll decide later. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna
Oh,
decide later. It's time
hi.
for the next section.
Oh, yeah. Acquisitions. Okay.
We purchased things.
We did purchase
Oh
things.
wait, because I had to show that extra sock ball of yarn in the in the socks I took with me to work at the goodbye party that I never actually worked on. I had plans to work on socks, never happened. I got caught up in the laughter that was code names.
I worked on socks at a wedding last night.
Sure, why not?
That's good. We looked at art. I would knit socks.
I could have, I just didn't. I was busy playing code names.
Okay, I guess I'll start with the boringer acquisitions.
Boringer?
I got a longer Chougu cable for knitting two at a time socks so that I have more than one two at a time sock cord.
Yes.
So I can knit two at a time socks again.
Yes.
And two at a time, two at a time socks.
Two at a time sock.
Two at a time socks. And then in a fit of very smart, high intelligence thinking. I got the big bottle of the flatter, which is like the spray from Soak. But I brought just a carry-on, which limits you to bottles of 100 milliliters, and this is 248 milliliters. So this is going to live with Jocelyn until I come back next time with checked baggage, because I'm an idiot.
We started because I needed a big bottle of soak, and I got the pineapple scent because I love the pineapple scent.
I have refresh spray that smells like fig. It's very nice. I've been using it this week.
Yes. Is that what you're leaving here? Is the refresh spray?
Yes.
Okay. I will add it to my
Well,
stack of things I need to store for. Well, if I
you can use
leave,
it if you want.
I might because I've got a shawl that needs a spritz but doesn't need a soak, and I like the fig scent. But if I leave the two of them together, when you come back in June, we will know where they are.
Ah,
If I
yes.
separate them,
We have no hope.
I'm still looking for a sock. It's still only 650 square feet in this apartment. And
And it's somewhere.
it's somewhere.
It's somewhere. It'll turn out.
So it's probably best if we just leave those together in the bathroom where my soak lives.
That makes a lot of sense.
So that's what we're gonna do. I gotta finish my coffee. What else did you purchase? Did you purchase anything else from Wolseley Wool or was it me?
That was it from Wolseley for me. I did some shopping in Aaron's house.
That's right, you did more damage in Aaron's house.
I did.
We got some sock yarns. Well, I got some
Yes.
sock yarns.
Oh my gosh.
Because.
Inhaled fiber or something.
Ow!
I don't know, my fingers are so itchy.
There are some Stardew Valley socks. You guys may have heard of them. We may have ranted about them. We may be delighted by them. I may have
Oh,
I need hands.
okay.
I may have gone to Diana and said, I will happily make color work socks because I enjoy color work a lot more than I enjoy anything else. Like, I'm more than cables, more than lace. I love color work. I'm just so happy to work at color work at any point in time. I'm still pulling sock balls out. A lot of sock balls. So we got all the colors we needed to make a two pairs of Stardew Valley socks apiece. Right? Yes.
Theoretically,
Theoretically.
if we masked right.
If we didn't, whatever. I'm gonna start.
Yeah, if we didn't, we're close and we can go get some
Or
more.
we can go get some more. I'm gonna start with our favorite months, like our two favorite seasons. So I'm gonna make a pair of winter ones for me. And I don't know which ones you want me to make for you first.
I don't know. I have to look at the patterns.
Okay, we're gonna take a look. So I'm gonna be making plugging through these, but I have every intention of casting on the winter socks for the fall equinox cowl. Because then they're done during the fall to wear during the winter. That is my plan. But step one was to get 50 billion tiny balls of solid color sock yarn, which we have now proceeded to do in shades of blues, reds, greens, whites, yellows,
Reds, purples. I don't
purples,
know what colors we've said.
with lots of color, all the colors.
Many colors.
And they have to live in here. And then once we did that and we loaded all of my arms up, so I was walking around Wolseley Wool, which is my local yarn store.
Sure.
Then we stopped and looked at soak stuff for 15 minutes. That was helpful.
Oh, and you had a little llama pin.
I did get a little llama pin, but he's in the
Oh, that's.
Hello Bees bag. Llama pin. Why? Because two of the people I'm playing D&D with are playing Kronk and Esme from The Emperor's New Groove. Built D&D characters around the movie characters. So they are on the hunt for a llama. So I'm going to have a llama beside me during D&D sessions. Because that's the kind of friendships I have. That's okay. I also released my other one of this is also still in the Hello Bees bag.
What is the that?
This is the mini scan of one of two.
Oh.
I need two. But that's okay. The joke will still be just as funny. We went to errands.
I bought a sweater quantity. I'm just holding up one skein. The rest of it's in a bag right here. But I have five skeins of purple heather DK with tweed. I'm gonna
And that's going to be for your hot dish cardigan.
Yes. I'm gonna it's meant to have fingering weight held double, so I'm just going to do that. In whatever ends I have at the time for the contrast around the
Yeah, a cuff.
cuffs, yeah. The edging contrasts.
It's a good thing I can pull words out of your head.
Yeah.
Yep.
But this will be the main body color. I will have a grayish purple heather. It looks more gray in daylight. It looks quite purple in here. But I shall have a purple heathery sweater, and that'll be my fall cast on.
Yes, you want to do that for the fall.
So I got that. And I got my April yarn for the sock club.
It's true.
Can we show the April yarn?
I think that's April yarn up there.
No, because it's this.
Oh, then my April yarn's still in here. Yes, show your April yarn. We have the same April yarn. Because we're both doing the Tweed DK club yarn this year from Erin from Pyrene Fiber Co. So this will be Spikes Month.
Yeah, it's called Big Bad's Back.
Which is hilarious if you remember, because he says that because he gets back to where the heck does Buffy live?
Sunnydale Dale.
Sunnydale. He gets back to Sunnydale, does the whole I'm a bad guy, stand in the bushes, and I'm going to come back to get you. And then he immediately gets tranked and face plants, and then he gets chipped so he can't bite people.
Not so much back.
Not so much back.
Anyway, this color though, it's purple.
Oh, God, it's so
It's
good.
like four different shades of purple.
So good.
At least four different shades of purple, and I need lots of this in my life. This I can't hold this up next to my shirt. It's too loud. I'm gonna hold this up in front of you. I'm sorry. So my shirt's too loud.
I have less loud clothing than you. That just like never happens.
But yeah, so I'm gonna need probably a sweater quantity of this at some point in my life. Because that's glorious. So Buffy sock clubs.
Just wait. I'm gonna show you some hate crochet with carry patterns.
Oh dear.
It's gonna be a problem for you.
If
Yeah.
you would like 10% off of your Fireweed Fiber Co. order.
Please use Northern Knits 10. Save yourself some money, buy some good yarn.
Northern Knits 10, 10% off. Oh, that back end is wrapping now.
I came home with two minis of the same color, and I'm gonna make a sweater.
Crinkle. Sorry. Crinkle. Sorry, did you say you're making a sweater out of two minis?
Too many snow, guys.
I know I was there for this discussion, but I don't remember.
You don't remember. It took us like 35 minutes. There were
I
many colors.
know.
And I let
I might have
you
been
and
playing with the
Aaron.
foam roller at the time.
No.
Oh.
This is before the foam roller.
Oh.
Because I let you
Okay.
and Aaron pick.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I remember now. It's been a very busy week. A lot has happened.
I have had the Sunset Highway sweater on my to make list for a hot minute. A hot minute. So I was like, Dad is like, we need to pick a sweater quantity for you. I'm like, yes, we do. And I went, Sunset Highway, that's what I want. You guys can pick the color. And we went through, we looked at all the yarns and what we needed, and one of one of the color work sections literally was two minis worth of yarn. So we started with the minis. And then my god, a big old bucket of minis came in.
Yeah, we had fun.
We had fun and we played with it. And Aaron's going to dye up the last of the other stuff that I need so that I've got the right quantities for it. So when it's dyed, it'll come home. But it's going to be for me a shockingly neutral sweater.
But it's going to be very high contrast, so it's
High
not
contrast
going to
neutral.
be. Well, yeah, I guess it is.
It's neutral.
It's neutral, but it's a very high contrast, so it's still bold.
It's still bold. Yeah, without adding additional color, which is great given that I want to wear it with my bold printed skirts and dresses and stuff. So having that more of a, for me, it's excruciatingly neutral. For everybody else, it's just medium neutral. So what I was able to take home was the two minis. That's what I brought home. The rest of it will come to me whenever she's got the chance to do it. And since she lives 5 minutes away from me by car, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
I'm not worried, you guys. I'm seeing her next month anyway. We're going plant shopping.
Ooh.
Because we got to buy us some plants and dirt. I need dirt.
Very important.
I need dirt.
Most plants do not thrive in cups of water.
No, I need dirt.
I am only capable of raising plants that can thrive in a cup of water for 8 months.
Oh my God.
They can die.
I'm getting tomato plants. They're not self-pollinating, but you can cross-pollinate the same plant.
Oh.
So I'm going to get some tomato plants to stick in my window well. So I need some stakes. Literally the painter's
Yeah.
sticks. I'm just gonna get painter sticks, guys. And so that I could tie the plant to the painter stick so it stays upright, because I won't do it on its own.
No.
They get heavy.
Yeah.
And dirt for my pot and tomatoes. And if I can afford to do it, I may get a couple of extra planters, like a long planter for the kitchen window, like what I can stack like too high, and get some herbs. Get some herby herbs
As opposed to the unherby herbs.
as opposed to unherby herbs,
Right.
but two tomato plants. That's some tomatoes in my life.
I've never managed to do tomato plants.
How can you not grow tomato plants?
Well, I think we keep, because we tried to do it on apartment balconies that didn't have enough sun.
Well, you need a lot of sun.
Yeah, we didn't have enough sun.
I have south-facing. I'm in the southwest corner.
Yeah, you got all the sun.
I guess the
We have
sun.
not had enough sun. I guess we probably do now, but we're probably maybe moving out of our house this year, maybe like we were last year and didn't. So
You
we'll
could
see.
totally do plants this year. Just do potted plants.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Because if it's in a pot,
Then it
it
can
goes
move with
with
us.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do some pots.
Yeah. And if you've got them on the inside of the house or the outside, you can put them outside. You got to get it. Mine will be inside. So I'm going to have to pollinate by hand when the flowers come out. But that's with a Q-tip in, flip, pull from the other flower, rotate your Q-tips,
Right.
pollinate your flowers so you grow tomatoes. It's not hard. It's not hard. It just takes a little bit of patience, so that's fine. Or in my case, there's a niece. I'll get her to do it.
Even better, child labor. I mean,
Well, she's 16, so teenage labor.
oh, perfectly legal now.
She is of working age.
Perfect.
Working age. And has already been like, hey, do you need some help this summer? Yes, you can come do some gig economy work at your aunt's house. I can find some tasks that I'd be okay giving you money for. She doesn't realize that she's transferring patterns to paper with all the marking notches and stuff. And she's going to be my work gremlin, so I don't have to do some of this stuff.
Ah, she's going to be your floor troll.
She's going to be my floor troll because at
Perfect.
40, I no longer wish to sit on my knees on the floor cutting out patterns anymore.
Where's the best?
And I thought
Affordable.
so too in my 30s.
Okay.
Now, not my knees not so happy with the concept.
Okay.
Yeah. So I cheat and I use my blocking match to lead.
I don't feel like that's cheating. I feel like that's a smart use of tools.
Or I can get her to do a bunch of like background computer setup and stuff for me. Like I can get her doing the computer tasks so I can do the creative stuff. I can get her to do some of that admin work for me. So she's quite smart. So I can borrow that skill set. Maybe
Nice.
I'll get her to design my website for me.
Oh,
That would keep her busy
yeah.
and it would get me a website.
Plus, that's a thing she can put on a resume.
That's the thing she can put on a resume. Yeah. Guys.
Plans.
Plans. Plans. Okay. That might be fun. All right. That's it for acquisitions, I think.
I believe
I
that is
mean,
it.
you went a little crazy, Eleanor Taylor, as one should.
Yes, I only have this shirt to show off.
But you found a dress?
I found a
I really
dress.
want that damn
Oh,
dress.
I have pants. They're plain boring black pants. They look
But
like,
they're your black the black version of your beige pants.
yes,
There
they look like officey slacks, but they're so stretchy and comfy. They're like as comfy as leggings.
you go. Yeah.
Comfier even. I could sleep in these. They're so comfy.
I need to buy some of those men that man's leggings because they're long enough for me.
Yeah.
I need to do that. I also need to at some point purchase the Jocelyn coat.
And I got a blazer.
You did. You did. I tried to talk her into the cape. Didn't happen.
No, I'm
I
not.
did try.
Capes are
I
just
did try.
impractical.
They really are, but
Unfortunately,
it's fine. That's not the point of a
like the
cape.
instant you want to put something on your shoulder, like a purse or a
What?
backpack.
You wear your halter wallet thing all the time. Put a
Well,
cape
no,
over
now I
top and
have
away you
pockets
go.
all the time, is what I have.
Yeah, just put a cape on and go.
I don't know. I wasn't feeling that kind of cape.
That's fair. The only reason I was feeling it was because it was white and it had this big braided texture thing I
It
could
was a very
feel.
you kind of cape. I feel like if I'm gonna do a cape, it's gotta be more like adventuring party kind of cape.
That's fair.
Like more cloak. Like Aragorn's cloak kind of deal. Or like a hobbit cloak.
Yeah. I have one of those. I love my fantasy cape. I wore it the year we went to the Jane Austen ball.
Oh yeah.
Threw it over my dress.
Just making sure I haven't forgotten anything. No, I haven't forgotten anything.
We're good?
Yeah, on the show notes. So we're on
Yeah.
to the unscripted Patreon ad.
We are.
Do I have a word?
There's no more words.
We're out of
We're out
words.
of words.
If you'd like to submit more words for me to seamlessly work into the unscripted Patreon ads, submit them to Jocelyn somehow.
Oh, they come in via Discord, Instagram, email, sometimes it's a text. Word submissions, whenever you catch me. Submissions.
It's safe to DM the podcast Instagram account. I never look at those.
Checks all the time. Speaking of which, we've got a time thing we need to deal with after this, too.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't have to work into any words to the
No
Patreon
words.
ads, so
Nope.
if you'd like to financially support these shenanigans, you can
Ha
do
ha ha
so.
ha ha ha. Okay.
The caffeine is obviously hitting. If you want to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernitpodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day and the night, talking about everything and enabling each other into everything, and occasionally nagging each other into actually finishing something like we said we wanted to, but mostly just enablement.
Much.
Once a month we do Patreon hangouts on Zoom. Next one of those is on a date that I don't have in front of me, but I want to say it's like May 20 something. It's the second last
Last Saturday
Saturday
of
in May.
May, yeah, because we don't have any, you're not traveling that month, so we don't have to make any adjustments.
I mean, I have a calendar right here in front of me. I could just look at next month if I put this on the month views. I can see what the days are. It'll be on
Oh,
the
jeez.
20th of May at noon Manitoba time.
Okay.
What else? Oh, we've got whip sprints coming up.
We do whip sprints actually this coming Saturday.
Indeed, they are. Whip sprints on Saturday. I believe I already scheduled the thing on YouTube for that.
I don't know. That's all you.
I'm pretty certain I did. I'll have to check.
I'm excited. I love whip sprints.
Yeah.
They're so good.
So much progress.
So good.
I'll be able to sprint on my craft off.
You will be able to sprint on your craft off. Just don't show us because we're live the Sunday after.
Actually, next Sunday is the 30th, so I still have even one more week. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Our next live episode won't be until the 7th of May. I have so much time.
You have extra time.
That's a whole extra week than I thought I had. That's wonderful.
I'm glad your inability to remember when the first Sunday in
It's very
May.
intense color work, okay? It's not going as fast as I'd hoped.
Color work never goes as fast as one hopes.
It's very intense color work. It's bosses.
They are, but they look so good.
They do look so good.
So good. Yeah, because I've got to check in with Louise next Thursday, and then we have the live.
Right. I am so lost without my calendar. If I don't write it down, it doesn't exist.
My next week is very busy. I'm helping a girlfriend with her fresh crochet garment on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I have the boys coming over to play magic. Thursday's the check-in at Critical Role. Can see how we're adding up here, guys. Saturday, I have whip sprints and D&D. Sunday,
It's just a regular podcast day.
regular podcast day, but I have Warhammer.
Good grief, social butterfly. Yeah. I just have to get home on Monday, and then I don't have anything again until knit group on Thursday.
So much time going on all the time. All right, but I think we're good.
Yeah, I didn't write down all my announcement notes, so.
I'm sure we got most of it covered. Guys, we are currently in the middle of a knit with us. It is the spring equinox knit with us.
That's the one I'm forgetting.
While Diana's bandeau languishes at home and my purse is finished and awaits a bouton. We're going to say that's that for the moment. That will run for everybody until the summer solstice, which is the 20th of June, I believe. 23rd, 21st of June.
20, 23rd, 20, 20 something. Wait, I have a calendar right in front of me. It
That's why I was looking at
says
you.
that.
I see.
How do I not have equinox on here? That's July.
You want the solstice, which will be in June. I think it's the
Solstice, yeah.
20th.
That sounds right.
Think
I
it's the 20th.
doesn't. Apparently,
Anyway.
I don't have that calendar enabled, but.
You have until the summer solstice to wrap up your spring equinox knit with us, because then on that week we'll be casting on for our summer solstice projects. So the item of the season that we want to work on. Otherwise, I think that's it. We're done.
Have solstice on here.
Do you feel the need to fix that right now?
Yes. No, it's
Guys,
fine.
I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you,
Don't forget
don't
to
forget
knit.
to knit. You are
Yeah.
caffeinated.